Welcome back. It's another Bob and Tom Extra. This is Christopher. Not only is the Bob and Tom Show live every weekday morning, but every afternoon we'll give you a little extra in case you missed anything. On today's big show, she's back for another round. East Coast correspondent Allie Breen with Sexy Time. It's on the way in just a minute.
According to studies, millions of Americans aren't getting enough sleep, and it's affecting their health. If you're waking up tired every day, you'll want to listen to this important announcement.
Hello, I'm veteran road comedian Tim Wilson. And when I'm out crossing this great country of ours, I'm not sleeping in some luxurious four-star hotel.
Nope.
Hell, I ain't even catching a few winks in a flea-infested rent-by-the-hour flop house. No, I'm sleeping in my car. And after 25 years on the road, my back was killing me. But not anymore. You heard of them Sleep Number beds? They ain't just for the bedroom anymore.
Oh. It's the new Tim Wilson Sleep Number car seat. With the Sleep Number car seat, you don't have to worry about reservations, vacancies, or smoking laws. You just pull into the nearest truck stop, rest area, or darkened parking lot, dial in the comfort level you want, and you'll be fast asleep in no time.
I like the Sleep Number car seat so much, I bought the whole damn company. Get your Tim Wilson Sleep Number car seat today. Available anywhere they sell road maps, auto air fresheners, coffee, and sun lamp hot dogs. It's only $19.99 and comes with the Tim Wilson guarantee. I'm so sure you'll love this thing. If you don't get a better night's sleep in your car within the first week, call me and I'll meet you at a rest area and give you your money back.
Don't spend another night tossing and turning in your front seat. Go pick up a Tim Wilson Sleep Number car seat today. But remember to bring cash, because we don't take personal checks or credit cards.
I do not believe in credit cards. That's the first step towards each of us getting stamped with a number. You can look it up in the 13th chapter of Revelation. Uh-huh. I ain't going to hell over a car seat.
Well, what about a Social Security number?
Just shut up and finish the damn commercial.
All right. The Tim Wilson Sleep Number car seat. Go out and get yours today. Sorry, you apparently can't call toll-free to order one. Can't have a phone because they got numbers.
Are you looking for an ass whooping?
Sorry.
The Bob and Tom Show is still trying to wake up. In the meantime, more Bob and Tom Extra.
There's Willie Griswold.
Good morning.
I'm Chick McGee, and here's Tom Griswold.
It's almost sexy time.
Yeah.
With Allie Breen. There she is. Before we get to you, Allie, we have another letter. We had a news story about a massage chair that almost took off some lady's foot. And then
we got a
nice letter from a lady truck driver who said that there is indeed a massage chair out there that gives you a little bit of a goose on the backside, which she thought was very nice. I got this from another truck driver. Brad writes, oh, yes, I can confirm about that chair that gooses the user. They are in the driver's lounges at most Pilot Flying J truck stops.
Wow. Oh, yeah, I've seen them.
They don't all do it, but somehow some of them must get misaligned, and boy, they let you know about it. Thank you, Brad. Thanks for hauling that stuff out there. By the way, under the subject heading, he put B-hole chairs. Thank you, Brad. Get back on the road. We appreciate your hauling, whatever you're hauling. Now, it's the lovely Allie Breen. Are you actually at your house?
I am home. I'm in New York City, yes.
Now, is that a bottle of vodka behind you?
Yeah, sure is.
That is a bottle of vodka.
Was that Belvedere? Yeah. That's a Belvedere, right? Not that I
that
can.
That is a Belvedere.
Yeah, not that I can tell. Wow. What, 2,000 miles away? Yeah, that's right. Yeah, okay.
That's an impressive eye check.
That's a good vodka.
It's my understanding that's the only thing you cook. Is
yeah, pretty much. I'm very good at cooking martinis.
So what's on the tray behind you? I see
like a bunch of...
What's on the tray?
There's candles in the little bowl thing, and that was a box of, I don't know, stuff. I should have paid attention what's behind me.
It's nice and colorful.
It was my birthday a couple weeks ago. It was from my birthday.
Happy birthday.
Box. Okay, well, very nice.
Yeah.
Now, we have a little show here we call Sexy Time. People send you letters with their problems, and we try to solve them. Let's get right to it. What's our first letter?
Dear Allie, my boyfriend called me by his ex-girlfriend's name yesterday. Oh. Not during sex, but during a fight. How mad should I be?
That happens.
Give him a break.
Yeah.
That's actually funny.
If it's
he was probably
a fight,
probably in his head saying, "Yeah." Whenever Matilda and I would talk, then all of a sudden he, you're acting. Although he could have said, "You're acting like fill in the blank."
Ooh, right. That's bad.
Unless he did it just to get to you. Ooh. But if it was an accident, like legit, because maybe they always fought. Yeah, it just triggered his muscle memory.
Yeah, I've called my kids by my dog's names and.
Oh yeah,
of course. You call us by your kids' names.
He was in an emotional state. Give him a break. Yeah. He didn't mean anything by it. Let it go.
Yeah, it could be a good thing because that's who pops into his head when he fights.
Yeah.
So if he's thinking of her when he fights, as long as it's not during sex. If it's during sex, look, is that a problem?
As a guy who's done this. He's not even thinking about her, really. It was just, as Ulzman said, muscle memory. So don't even worry that he's thinking about her or anything like that.
We need a little more context. That he said, "Why don't you jump off a large building, Matilda?" And but that's his ex's name. Then maybe there's a problem. You see what I'm saying, John?
Right. He said the opposite. If he said, "I don't want to fight with you. I still love you, Matilda."
Oh, yeah. That'd be bad.
That would be a problem.
We've discovered there's not an easy answer here. But from what we've been presented, I would say get over it.
Yep. What is it, famous Friends episode? I take thee, Rachel.
Right?
Right. That's a problem.
That's a problem.
Yeah. Okay.
Josh, have you ever called a girlfriend the wrong name during sex or just in other situations?
It was in a fight. Yeah.
Oh, it was in a fight.
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah. Man, and it did not help the fight.
No bad. So was she aware of the name?
Yeah. Yeah. Boy, not happy.
But you didn't do it on purpose.
It was a total accident. Okay. Yep. And it was also her sister's name. It was the same.
Oh.
And so I felt like that. And her sister was who I didn't care for had just been over and left, and then we were fighting. And so that I think it was more about having her name on my mind than my ex's. But what are you gonna do?
Wait, Jessica brings up a good point. If you're really trying to get under someone's skin during a fight, do it on purpose.
Oh yeah.
Well, that's what you say.
That's an amazing idea.
You know what women love is when you say, "Hey, you're acting like your mom."
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yep. I love that.
And then say, "And I find that very attractive." Do you mind if I remove my pants? Okay, let's move on to our next letter. Allie Breen is Allibreen. She's on various social media platforms. We'd love to hear from you. But first, we have this, Allie.
Dear Allie, my girlfriend became a huge feminist and she no longer wants to, I don't know if I can say this on radio, so I'll say bob on my knob.
Oh, thank you for classing it up.
Here we go. Let me think.
That's a feminist angle? Oh, okay.
That seems weird.
She says it's demeaning and it's one of my favorite things. Can I reason with her? I'm totally fine reciprocating for her.
I've heard a lot of feminists talk about how it's very empowering to them because they're in complete control. Mm-hmm. I think she just doesn't care to do it.
She's using it as an excuse.
Yeah.
Also, when he said, "I'd be happy to reciprocate," are you not already reciprocating?
No, he says, "I'm happy." I think he is.
I say, I'm pretend totally it's a video game and steer and start going, "Meow, meow, meow," like you're driving them.
What are you thinking about that, Willie? That's your dad talking.
One day I hope I grow up to be just like him.
Just tell her if she does it, you promise to vote for AOC. You'll do feminist things.
I don't care if you're in Ohio. Write it in.
Yeah, exactly.
You know?
You'll write her in wherever you're at.
There you go.
It still counts. I don't know if you know that. Yeah, good luck, buddy.
Yeah, I mean, I would say get out, but and it has really very little to do with the oral.
Okay. Let's get to our next letter.
And if you want demeaning, I can show you demeaning. Okay.
Meditieren, Yoga, Joggen, nichts entspannt mich.
Echt? Mich entspannt meine Steuer total.
Steuer? Wie Finanzamt? Die Steuererklärung?
Ja, ich habe ganz locker über 1000 Euro zurückbekommen.
Hast du geheime Connections oder Excel-Superkräfte?
Nö, nur die Wieso-Steuer-App.
Wow, und das ist einfach?
Klar, die macht fast alles automatisch.
Ich fühle mich plötzlich so entspannt.
Hol dir dein Geld zurück. Abgabefrist 31. Juli.
Was?
Schaffst du ganz entspannt mit Wieso-Steuer.
Ach ja.
Jim Rome takes on sports.
I will always have a complicated relationship with this game, but people evolve. So do sports. Do not make me regret this. Do not make me devolve. Back to that guy that so many clones wish that I still was. And do not embarrass the entire country. Now, I can go back. I can get there fast. Lose tonight, and you got a real problem. Do not blow it.
The Jim Rome Show podcast.
You've been warned.
Follow and listen on your favorite platform.
Dear Allie, I like wearing women's lingerie under my clothes. Hmm. I'll sometimes bend over so people can get a little look at it in public.
Oh.
I get turned on by the excitement and slight humiliation. I've only ever done this secretly. How do I introduce this into my next relationship?
So is this from a guy?
Must be.
This is from a guy, yeah.
Okay.
How is he bending over and that would show lingerie?
Well, you know that.
That's the whale tail.
Yeah, the old whale tail.
Yeah.
So maybe not necessarily lingerie, but sexy underwear or whatever. What?
Whatever under, yeah. Exactly.
I think he should specifically seek out somebody who would be into it.
There's probably a website.
Exactly. Yeah, you can find places where, unless the idea is that you want to shock the person you're in a relationship with, I don't know.
That's what I was going to say. If humiliation is part of it, once you find someone else on board, doesn't that defeat the purpose?
Yeah, that's a tough. A tough line to walk.
See, Bill Ruff at the gym,
or at work. That's going to be a weird. Imagine if chick bent over and had a whale tail. That would change the dynamic.
I told you that in confidence.
I don't know what a whale tail is.
It's like when you have a thong, like underwear. Your string is kind of sticking out. It's not a low-rise jean.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Did you know what that was?
Plumber's butt crack?
No, a whale tail. Did you know what that was?
Yeah, when you can see the underwear do that.
Do a string thing?
It looks, it looks like the tail of a whale.
Okay.
Yeah.
Oh, it looks like the tail of a whale.
So, yeah.
So the back of a thong is basically...
So what's your answer here?
That's right?
I'm confused. You're suggesting...
You can do both.
Find what you did. Go on a site and find somebody who's into it.
And then date a bunch of broads you don't really like and just get the excitement that way, too. To shock them.
Well, that seems...
I don't know why I said broads. I guess that feminist letter got me.
That seems hurtful.
Again, disturbing at the gym.
You could do both.
Sir, you dropped your headphones and your Crocsless panties.
Well, he likes it.
Well, yeah,
I think he likes it. Yeah, exactly. Okay. That's what he's looking for.
All right. Well,
I mean, that's what just date anyone, I guess. And then when they're shocked when they take your clothes off, it's going to have the right
just effect. Wear the underwear that God all intended us to wear.
Tidy whiteys, right?
Tidy whiteys for men. All right. Shut up, weirdo.
You'll find your Cinderella. You'll find her.
I feel like there's a lot of bad things. I hope God isn't that worried about underwear.
Yeah, no, I don't know what Billy McGee Graham over there is talking about.
I'll tell you one thing, mister.
I feel like the Lord's got a lot of issues to take care of first.
Yeah. Chick Falwell has something to say about it.
I don't want to be smited. Do you want to be smited? Smote.
What else do you have, Allie?
Smote. Dear Allie, I pay for everything when I go out with my girlfriend.
That's right.
We're coming up on 2 years.
Because that's the way we roll, Josh. I pay for everything. I like this guy already.
Yeah.
We are coming up on 2 years, and she used to offer to pay for stuff, but she stopped long ago. Now, when she invites friends and family out, I have to pay for them, too, and I don't think that's fair.
Yeah,
I don't know what to do.
Ice.
I feel stuck.
Well, this is easy. You just talk to her about it.
It really is easy.
Come on.
Yeah.
I mean...
Go, hey, baby, I'm happy to pay, but sometimes I need to budget. Just let me know when you invite friends and family. Maybe we can work something out. Yeah,
have them.
Maybe you
it
could
in.
Do some hooking, pick up an extra 50.
That's always a fine suggestion. Offer to pimp her out.
Yeah, hey, let's put that ass out there on the street.
Yeah, hey,
I bet we can get $200 a crack, $300 for both cracks.
Oh my gosh!
Or just leave your.
You're not a feminist, are you? That's going to cost us.
I think, especially in this day and age, women. I mean, I offer to pay. All the time. You it's a nice thing to do. She should still be offering.
If they've been going out for this length of time, I can see why she doesn't offer, because he's going to say no. But
But if it's just the two of them, but if he's paying for 18 people, it's a little different.
Yeah.
Here's a great idea. I got it. So so she's out with her guy, and he's got her parents. Her parents are along. Dine and dash.
There you go.
That's good.
Just say, Earl, listen, when she goes in, we're getting up and running.
Making a fun thing out of
you. Never, yeah, like, valet parked it.
Whoever they catch, they have, that guy has to pay. Yeah.
I mean, yeah. I would say forget your wallet, but dining and dashing is pretty. That's a lot better.
Mm. No, it's not. If they get away with it, the server has to pay.
All you have to
bill.
Do is talk to her.
The parents kidding. Will cough up.
No, of course. I know you're kidding.
Now, oh, Christy will back me up, and this old chick. We knew a guy.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
That when you'd have a group dinner, this guy was famous. He had this radar that whenever the check would come, for some reason, he'd be in the bathroom.
Amazing.
It was perfect timing.
I had to pee.
It became kind of a standard.
Yeah, Pat, can't you hold your bladder?
It wasn't bad.
I had to pee.
Our guest is Allie Breen. She's the host of Sexy Time. What else we got over there, Allie?
Dear Allie, I've been with my boyfriend for 2 years. He's divorced with 2 kids, and I've never met the ex or the children. Do I need to actually ask to meet them, or do I wait on him for this? This seems like way too long of a time to stay hidden, or do you guys think this is normal? Do you think he's hiding something?
He's still married.
He's
no, he's not.
Wait, it's 2 years?
You just ask him. Just go, hey, you know, I'd like to meet your kids.
2 years?
Then you do that in the first
date. That's a long time.
That's a long time.
What'd you say, Pat?
You do that in the first date.
Here's Jimmy. you like to bring Jimmy along.
Jimmy comes with him.
This is my son. He loves you.
Unless the ex will not allow it.
I was going to say, who knows what deal they have. Talk to him.
Oh, that's...
After 2 years?
2 years is a
maybe
long...
You have no idea how the custody schedule, maybe it just doesn't work out. Just ask him what's up.
He's not allowed to see his kids.
Jesus, you ladies.
Or he's still married, or he lives with another girlfriend.
Yeah, right. Yeah, there's a lot.
God, you're right.
Maybe he was afraid to introduce his kids because it would scare you off. So if you're enthusiastic about it...
Maybe he doesn't want to introduce you to his kids because he's not that serious about you.
Oh, Jesus.
Maybe his kids are just brats and he's trying to give himself a break.
Yeah. That's a stronger possibility.
With you as a vacation.
Maybe the kids suck. They're weird. They smell bad. Yeah. There are kids like that out there.
Maybe one of them's named Willie. You don't know.
Wouldn't update
that. Willie still hasn't met Tom's girlfriend.
What the hell? That's
but in divorce situations, a lot of times they don't introduce the kids until they know they're really serious. So that's why I'm saying maybe he's just not to that point yet.
Yeah.
So.
Is that weird to ask to meet them in that case?
No.
You would think he's the one who should bring it up.
Talk to your boyfriend, dummy.
Yeah.
Maybe the kids are incredibly ugly and he doesn't want her to think that that's the kind of sperm he's throwing.
Hey, listen, my children are real uggos, all right?
You see my ex, she's gorgeous. So
the important part is whatever you do, end it with dummy.
Okay, let's move on. Our guest is Allie Breen. Once again, it's Allibreen. Allie is a lovely young lady. She is a comedian, and she's also the host of Sexy Time. And she often appears on the TV. On the late night.
Why do you say it like that?
That's the way he wants to say it in real life, but he makes it seem like a joke.
By saying it like that, people are going, what's hell going on? Oh, and they actually start listening.
Gotcha.
Trick.
That's my
theory.
There
we go.
Okay. No, it's not a radio trick because no one else is stupid enough to do it in American radio. If it worked, it would be used by everyone. I'm sorry. Allie, what else have you got?
Dear Allie, my wife and I are separated and working on a divorce. I recently sent her a heartfelt email about how I feel like we didn't try hard enough to save our relationship and asked her to attend counseling with me. She responded she needs time to process, and I haven't heard anything after that for a week and a half. Do I wait around or take that response as an answer? Lack of response as an answer?
Oh, take it as an answer. A week and a half may not be long enough for her to process.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And in business world, just send a follow-up email. Per my last email, you know. Have you considered my past request?
Yeah.
Let me know.
A week and a half might not be long enough to process. But if it gets to be like 10 days, we need to pick it up. Let's go.
Gotta plan the holidays. Yeah.
Best.
I wish you the best, too, but that doesn't, I don't know.
Good for you for putting yourself back out there, though, and, like, trying to, you know, make it work.
Yeah, that's sweet. That he offers. It's rare that a guy offers therapy. Yeah. Yeah. He wants to work on things, I think. Yeah.
I unfairly hate the phrase process.
Oh, I get it.
It's everywhere now.
Right.
Process.
Process and trauma. Well,
process implies that there's a solution. Process implies that there's a solution.
To me, it sounds like she's already replaced him.
For anything.
But this is a nice effort, wouldn't you say?
Yeah. Definitely a nice effort. That's why I didn't say anything.
Nice effort on his part. I think she's already moved on.
Maybe not.
Yeah, she has.
Oh, maybe she's just slow.
She's working on herself.
Maybe. Yeah, that's right. Maybe. Maybe this lady's not that smart.
There are too many big words.
She's,
what is an email?
It's,
you know,
it's
stuff
an
like
easy
that
way to put it off. And
was process
it
spelled with three S's?
Yeah, P-R-O-S-E-S-S.
That's it for another Bob and Tom Show Extra. Catch us on iTunes, Google Play, and Stitcher. For Bob and Tom Extra, this is Christopher. Take care, everybody.
Hey, I'm Chris Van Vliet. Go behind the scenes and beyond the headlines with the biggest names in pro wrestling and beyond.
Mr. Sandman.
All I ever wanted to be was a pro wrestler. So I got to live my life and make people really happy.
The Heartbreak Kid himself, Shawn Michaels.
Do you think there's anybody better than you were?
I think I was great at what I did. And I think other people were great at what they did as well. Greatness is more a mindset, I think, than anything else.
Mindset, motivation, insight with Chris Van Vliet. Follow and listen on your favorite platform.